ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
Reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 8, prayers by Queen Kunti, text number 34. Let us say that the world, being overburdened like a boat at sea, is much aggrieved in that Brahma, who is your son, prayed for you, and so you appear to diminish the trouble.
Sri Chaitanya Manavishnam Shapitam Jena Bhutale Svayam Upagadamaya Dadati Svaparantikam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Adaita Gadadha Shivasari Gaura Bhaktavindam Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
So all the different reasons are being given by Queen Kunti why the Lord appeared, but actually there's only one reason. The Lord appeared because He chose to. He's a master of his own fate. He's not controlled by anyone. But he does agree out of love to cooperate. So this is the principle. This is the principle of mercy. It's coming down. So we want to connect to that mercy. The Lord doesn't have to show mercy, but he agrees to. He comes, speaks Bhagavad Gita, to give us a chance to understand him. Otherwise, we're so tiny and we're fallen. How can we know God? Only by His mercy. But even more merciful than the Lord is a devotee of the Lord, because he knows the intention of the Lord. So even the Lord may not be inclined to give mercy, because he's neutral to everyone. Sama sarve sa bhute, so he's equal to everyone. But the devotee will take risk. And even someone is against the Lord, he may approach them and try to engage them in the service of the Lord, which is the only hope for such fallen souls. Therefore, we should always be alert how to draw that mercy. This should be our consideration. How to somehow get ourselves in a proper place where those who are superior to us take favor on us and give us their mercy. So that requires some qualification from our side. First of all, we have to find out who is superior, who is equal, who is less advanced. And we have to deal with them accordingly. And those who are less advanced also, we should give them mercy according to their qualification, not sentimentally. But according to their, their position, we should deal with them. But the devotee even takes risks. So sometimes even someone who's not qualified, he may show some mercy. Therefore, the injunction is, we should never criticize anybody, and we should never praise anybody. But it's said that of the two, we can break the praising. So sometimes we may give praise, even though it might not be perfectly applicable, like Prabhupada sometimes told us, you know, we were this and that, because Prabhupada was encouraging us, although it wasn't perfectly applicable, because Prabhupada was showing mercy. He was extending himself. Even those who weren't qualified, he was giving some mercy to them. But there is a limit. In other words, therefore, the injunction is don't preach the glories of the holy name to the faithless, or the second-class devotee, he should avoid the atheist. So we have to use our discretion not to be sentimental and just think we can, you know, preach to a dog or something and convince him that he should give up eating meat and come and sit with us and understand his philosophy and chant Hare Krishna. That's, beyond our power. Lord Chaitanya may be able to do that, but we couldn't do that. But we can preach to human beings, and we can see who is actually innocent and try and give our time to them. Extend ourselves to them. This is the mood of the preacher. And so we're eager to go where the people are, where innocent people are, where they'll come and hear, because we do have something valuable. We're not proud, but we have something valuable. And so we're feeling enlivened when there's something, when somebody takes that valuable thing from us. Because the nature of this valuable thing is, the more we get it, give it, the more we have it. This is really valuable. It's like Sanat Goswami with this story right there. Somebody came and took away the touchstone. But Lord Sanat Goswami wasn't really attached to that because he had the holy name. So when he came back, he said, what's the most valuable thing? Because the holy name, the more you utter it, the more you want to utter it. The more you give it to others, the more you have to give. So this is practical. We can all see that this is like a miracle. Otherwise, how can we go on chanting Hare Krishna like this for so many years? We have no qualification. That's, you can say, blatantly apparent that we're not born in a very favorable circumstance in this country without culture, without good parents, and so on. But By the mercy of the devotee, we've taken up this process for so many years, and we're going on chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Hare.
How is it possible? Because there, it's not an ordinary sound vibration, and so we are enlivened to chant it more and more. So this is a miracle. Otherwise, people can't go. If you had told them go in there for 30 years and chant Coca-Cola, Coca-Cola, they won't be able to do that. But how are we able to do it? It's not just that we're brainwashed or something. I mean, you can brainwash somebody, maybe a few people for some time, but the people are going to say, well, this is crazy. Well, why are we doing this? But we see so many devotees, by Prabhupada's mercy, are carrying on this preaching mission and also practicing by chanting Hare Krishna. Therefore, and not only ordinary people, but the more intelligent ones, and becoming more intelligent by the chanting. So therefore, we can state very confidently that we have something valuable. And we're looking, like Lord Chaitanya said, we have the Namahat or Bhaktivinoda. He said, we have the market of the holy name, and we're trying to distribute it. But there's no buyers. Therefore, we have to go someplace where people are interested. Otherwise, Krishna, Nam, and I are sitting here every morning discussing these things. But nobody's coming to hear what to do. Sometimes Uday and Krishna John come when they need to make money.
They don't care about money.
What's that? Say that again.
They don't care about...
Hare Krishna. So, therefore we feel some impetus to, you know, find a receptive audience. Because, not that we're proud, because this is not our message. This is a message coming from the Lord. So, our only qualification is that, by Prabhupada's mercy, we've learned how to repeat it. And we find that if the people are innocent, they'll be influenced. Their lives will change because of the potency that's inherent in this message. We've seen it happen in Prabhupada's time. So many thousands of people were coming. Practically, it was spreading like wildfire. So why can't we again bring us to that same point? It simply requires those same kind of dedicated people who have no other interest except preaching the message of Srila Prabhupada. If we can associate with such people in a nice, conducive, cooperative way, then we can get the same result. It's guaranteed. The same result will be there. Because it's not dependent on some cult figure. No, the potency is there in the message, in the mantra, and it will act, just like medicine will act, even if you don't know how it's working. If you take the medicine, the result will be there. If you take the poison, the result will be there. You take this maha mantra, the result will be there. You become like a madman, dancing without any consideration of what people may think. even in the early morning, how is it possible? Grown men are dancing like this. Because the effect is there. This is a potent process. The sadhana bhakti is very potent. We shouldn't underestimate the power of this process that Prabhupada gave us. It will continue to amaze us ourselves. Bhagavad Gita says, some who look on the soul find it amazing. So by this mantra, by this process, the soul is being uncovered. And we're going to become more and more amazed at our own self. We don't even know ourselves. But the more we uncover, remove these impurities from our heart, these coverings, then we're going to become more and more enlivened, more and more amazed at our own nature. And more grateful to Srila Prabhupada for giving us the process that can, that we can develop our real nature. And so it's an ascending spiral that will go on and on and on, penetrating it through the whole material coverings until we come to the rest in the Goloka Vrindavan ki.
Jai.
Therefore, we should take this process very seriously and without any adding or subtracting, we should be confident, enthusiastic, at the same time patient. This patience is sometimes difficult because we become restless, that we want the immediate result. I would give the example of the woman who's just married. She may want a child, but she has to serve her husband, and in the course of time, the child will be forthcoming. So similarly, We shouldn't be impatient. Since time immemorial, we've been floundering here in the material world, habituated to our bad habits. So it takes some time to give up those bad habits. We shouldn't be discouraged. Go on with perseverance, confidence that if we continue taking this process, then all the dirty things will come out of our heart. And then we'll actually be joyful. This is our nature. Anandamaya Vyasya. We are joyful by nature. Once Prabhupada, we heard, he came down the stairs and devotees were there. And he did a little dance and he turned around and he said, by the mercy of my spiritual master, I become like a diamond.
A jewel.
A jewel. So we can also become.
You know? I can make a jewel out of you.
Yeah. So why not become jewels? That means we have a jewel, a real jewel. There's no dirty things inside. The more valuable jewel is free from all inclusions or flaws. So that's really our nature. So Prabhupada had discovered or uncovered that nature, and he gave us the process that we can also uncover. So why not take it seriously? And then our future becomes very bright. So any questions or comments? Okay, we'll stop here. Shrimad Bhagavatam ki.
Aye.